It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A North Iowa woman was seriously injured when she was attacked last week by a dog. The Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office says they were called to the 2700 block of Beaumont Avenue in Nashua just after 3:30 Thursday afternoon. At the scene, the victim, Mary Bon Meyer, had been severely bitten by a Doberman Pinscher owned by Christy Grettinger, who was dropping the canine off at Bon Meyer's to relinquish ownership of the animal due to a previous dog bite. When the dog was released from Grettinger's vehicle, it attacked Bon Meyer, taking a large chunk of flesh from her left arm. She was then transported by Nashua Area EMS Ambulance to Floyd County Medical Center in Charles City for medical treatment. According to Bon Meyer's Facebook page, who operates the business Mary Bon Meyer Doberman Pinschers, she was mauled very seriously by the dog and lost about a liter of blood. She credits the trauma team and her surgeon at FCMC for putting her back together in about an hour and 15 minutes. She added that she has about 200 stitches in her injured arm and that while she has a long recovery ahead, at least she's alive. Per state code, there was no violation on the part of Grettinger, and no charges will be filed in the incident, according to Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver. The Doberman has since been euthanized. The Chickasaw County Rescue Squad and AMR Ambulance also responded to the scene. While the Iowa Utilities Board has yet to rule on Summit Carbon Solutions' request for a permit to build an underground carbon capture pipeline in Floyd County, the county continues efforts to get more information about the project. During Monday's supervisors' meeting, Board Chair Mark Kewen said he and County EMA Director Jason Webster recently met with Summit reps on how to respond in the event of a pipeline rupture.
We were not given the plume modeling. I did not receive the plume modeling that was... We got this packet of information about how they plan to respond to any response, but we did not see the plume modeling. They haven't shared that with anyone yet.
Kewen noted that the county was not allowed to record their session with Summit.
And I thought that's a little unusual. We're talking about plume modeling, something that I think everyone in Floyd County wants to know a lot more about plume modeling. And she told us that because Summit considers this a threat to terrorists, if terrorists found out the specific plume modeling for any section of this pipeline that they're proposing across Iowa, they could use that information and perhaps disrupt the pipeline.
That prompted a call to Tim Whipple with Allers & Cooney, which represents Floyd and six other counties in Summit proceedings with the IUB, who informed Kewen they could not record their conversation with Summit per federal guidelines. Supervisors then approved about $2,000 in legal fees to Allers & Cooney to be paid with ARPA funds, which will be offset some by a $350 refund in legal fees originally charged before the county signed a contract with the Des Moines firm. North Iowa Area Community College President Steve Schultz is now less than 3 months from retirement. Schultz says his great ride as president for the last 10 and a half years at NIAC will come to an end June 28th.
The people I've been able to work with, our faculty, you know, at the campus, they just do great work, our staff. And, you know, that's what you're really going to miss. It's the people and the relationships. The work is the work, and I enjoy that too, but it's always been really about the people. And you know, we've just been blessed to be here and have those connections and support over the years.
Schultz adds that he's enjoyed his long career in education.
You know, I've had a 40-year career in public education, starting out as a teacher. You know, I spent a little time in Nashua, had 5 great years there teaching and coaching, and my first administration job was in Plainfield. I think I was the last high school principal in Plainfield.
Under Schultz's leadership, NIAC has achieved a consistent ranking by the Aspen Institute as one of the top 150 community colleges nationwide. He also launched the Regional Career Center in Forest City and is about to open a new career academy in Charles City.
Really getting close, and we're hopeful that we may get city approval on April 2nd or so to occupy that facility and start to move Wendy back from our temporary space. And really our main goal is start to get high school students in there to see, you know, what's happening.
Last week, the NIAC Board of Trustees interviewed 5 candidates to possibly replace Schultz, with a meeting slated later this week to review and likely offer a contract to its next president, with that announcement expected April 11th. The new NIAC president will start July 1st. The need for affordable housing in Charles City is no secret, but solving the problem isn't easy when the numbers aren't in your favor.
You drive down by Des Moines or by Ankeny or you drive by North Liberty and there's housing going up all over the place. But those contractors can go to those big cities and they can just keep working, 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 building things, and they don't have to mobilize or any of that kind of stuff. And so they really have no desire to come to communities our size. And this is, again, this isn't just Charles City. This is county seat towns all around the state.
That's Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews, who says that's why the Iowa Finance Authority's Thriving Community Program is making $1 million in affordable housing tax credits available to select developers to encourage building in smaller communities. Last August, Charles City was named one of 11 cities to earn Thriving Community designation, and three developers have come forth with four possible apartment-style projects. Andrews says which developer is selected for the $1 million in tax credits is not the city's call.
We don't apply. We have developers come to us and say, boy, where can we do a project? How can we work with the city and different things like that? And so the developers are actually the ones who apply to the state and say, we would like to get these tax credits.
Andrews says developers must submit their applications for the affordable housing tax credits with the IFA by April 10th, and a decision could come in June. And while there's also the need for more single-family homes in Charles City, Andrews says rental properties are an important part of the housing solution.
The thing we need, and what we hear from our realtors and what we hear from our major employers, is people like to rent when they first move to town, whether that be because they don't know if they're going to like their new job here, they don't know what part of the town they want to live in, they want to see what the town's all about before they set down roots here.
Charles City was also awarded $1 million in Iowa workforce housing tax credits for market rate housing, with those applications due in August. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.